Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA-KRLS. We're talking to three of the Knoxville volleyball team members, Chambray Doherty, Brooke Chrisman, and Jamie Reinhardt. Ladies, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Well, Chambray, I'll start with you. Monday's match against Pella Christian, kind of a frustrating loss. Can you put your finger on something that maybe one or two things that happened or didn't happen that you couldn't get the victory?
Yeah, I mean, we work extremely hard in practice, and we do prepare, you know, and we're ready for game day. Our mind's always thinking about it, and we come to win. We show up wanting to win. And I feel like the biggest thing for us is just we really, just deep down, we try to fight. We go hard. It's just learning how to finish. And, I mean, every great team knows how to finish, and that's something that we still need to work on, is just learning as a team to go hard the whole entire time.
Oh, Brooke, hustle wasn't really a problem last night. Everybody was hustling on the team. That's been kind of a hallmark of this team this year, I think.
Yeah, Coach V always, teaches us to hustle and work our hardest on the court and always, keep our feet moving and stay low.
Now, Jamie, a few of ace serves last night from you. Has that been something you've worked on, your serving this season?
Yeah, serving is one of the most important aspects of the game, and Coach V has definitely emphasized that in practice, and he just always tells us to focus on a spot on the court and imagine getting the ball there, and then everything after when you toss the ball is focused on the ball, so you just got to make sure that you stay focused.
Now, Chambray is a senior, is one of the seniors. What have you had to do with the younger players? There's some new faces that's had to be thrown into the fire, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, looking back to, how I was as a freshman, I mean, they're amazing at what they do. And, I mean, for such, young players, looking at them and being wow, how amazing they are, just being that young and able to do what they do on a court. I mean, it is fun to, they still have all these years to develop, and just kind of showing them, how much it means to be in that position and, just how much honor it is. Because when I first hit that varsity spot, I mean, I was so overwhelmed, and, I mean, how hard I worked to get there, and just how, I mean, they have so much talent, so it's going to be amazing.
You've seemed to improve your front row play from last year to this year. What have you done to make that improvement?
I've done club for 2 years now, and the biggest thing that's gotten me is, I mean, this is my last year, and, I mean, I can only get better. It's wanting to do it for the team, wanting to do it for myself. You know, a common goal is a really big thing that we've talked about and what we know that we need to do. And there's nothing that gives me a bigger rush than seeing that ball just hit the floor on the other side and knowing that, I mean, as a team, it took that dig, it took that set, and it was like I'm just finishing off for the team to, you know, thank them for what they've done.
Oh, go to the front, from the front row to the back row, and Brooke, you're the libero this year. As a libero, what is your responsibility when you're out there on the court?
My responsibility is to always get the ball up and make sure I'm helping my other teammates, and I stay in the back row and I can hit from the back row, and sometimes I have to help the setter out with second ball.
Does it ever feel a little uncomfortable when you're wearing a completely different color uniform than everybody else?
Yeah, sometimes people always joke that I showed up with the wrong jersey on.
Now, I've seen you every once in a while right before a set, you're standing off to the side, and then all of a sudden you come onto the court right at the last. Are you looking for what the other team is doing, what their set is when they begin?
Because the libero doesn't start in the game, they have to be brought into the game.
Talking again to Chambray Doherty, Brooke Chrisman, and Jamie Reinhardt from the Knoxville volleyball squad. Jamie, what's Coach saying about right now, what needs to improve to kind of finish out the year, maybe get some wins here at the last part of the season?
He's definitely proud of how far we've come so far this season, but we all know, even if he doesn't have to tell us, that we've got a lot more that we can accomplish, and just that we need to focus on doing the little things that we do wrong. It's not always the big mistakes that we make in the game. It's a bunch of little ones, just making sure we have good passes, getting the ball to the setter, and then the front row players executing and getting the kills and just making sure we do all of the little things correctly.
I'll get to know you girls a little bit more. Chambray, of course, Eric, all three of you are seniors. Chambray, your plans after you walk across the podium and get that diploma. What's in your future this next year?
I recently got accepted to the University of Northern Iowa, so I'll be attending there next year to major in education.
Jamie, what about you?
I plan on majoring in nursing at an undecided college.
And Brooke?
I plan on majoring in business at an undecided college.
Now, Brooke and Jamie, you're on Junior Chamber in Knoxville. I want to kind of talk to you two about this. So, Jamie, I'll start with you. What have you learned about Junior Chamber as far as, about the city, about the community, and about, service to this community?
Being on the Junior Chamber of Commerce has really opened my eyes. I didn't really know that so many people were involved in making our city run and function and getting everybody involved in trying to make new community events. One of them, the Knoxville Movie Nights, we've been really a key in making that happen, and it's been a really fun learning experience.
Oh, well, Brooke, I know she mentioned Knoxville Movie Nights. I've seen both of you out there while setting up. What else is the Junior Chamber involved in besides movie nights these days?
We've worked at the graffiti nights they used to have and bike nights. We sell root beer floats, and we helped out a fundraiser at the middle school before. We did the pop walk.
And Brooke, you were on homecoming court a couple weeks ago. How's that, getting to be on homecoming court, get kind of dress up nice on a Friday night?
It just made homecoming all the more fun, and it was really exciting to be on it.
Chambray, back to you. You've got a talent for singing, and you sang the National Anthem. I've heard you sing the National Anthem at Knoxville High School and at the Knoxville Raceway. And you were talking to me before, singing at the Raceway is a little more nerve-wracking. Why is that?
I'm terrified before I do. And, I mean, I love singing, and it's something that, I enjoy. But I don't know, it's just like going out and seeing all those people, and they're expecting, it's what starts the night off. It's just something, it's attention, and it's such an honor to sing that song. And you just want to, you want to do the best you can singing it. So you just got to do it.
Well, you do a very good job, I must say.
Thank you.
Well, back to volleyball now, and, getting down to the final few matches, and hopefully it's going to be several matches before your careers are done here at Knoxville for volleyball. What is Coach, and I'll go down kind of all three of you, one thing that Coach is saying that you need to do to finish off this year on a good note?
It's finish. That's the big thing. And, I mean, this is where it matters most, is right here. And when we go to play Fairfield, we start over 0-0. We haven't won a game. We haven't lost a game. That's where we really prove ourselves that we can continue on and show that we've made it this far as a team. And right now, it's, we need to move, breathe as a team on that court and show that, everything we've worked so hard for this season is going to pay off.
And somehow Knoxville always seems to win a match or two. And I remember last time Knoxville played Fairfield, I don't think either one of you were on the team yet, darn near beat them to go to state. And I know this was a few years ago, but do you kind of get a little, remember that and you'll see that and think, hey, if that team could do it, then, we can too, which looks like a pretty good Fairfield team.
Yeah, and I mean, we've worked so hard, and it's just, there's no team. I mean, we come so close. And it's any team we can compete with. And the big thing is just, looking and having that expectation of just how good we can be. And that's just the biggest thing, is a common goal.
Jamie, is finishing the big word of the day for this team?
Yeah, finishing is something we struggle with. We struggled with it last season. We struggle with it this season, too. It's just being able to get those runs and limit the other team on theirs, and just making sure that we start strong, stay strong, and finish strong and come out on top.
Brooke, what's one thing the coach has said about you as the libero, what you need to maybe improve on to, help out everywhere?
He just mainly tells me that I need to step up and make sure we're all a team, and I need to, be accountable for helping the team out.
I got to ask you all, the crowd support, especially at the home matches, has been just incredible. Jamie, I know the students have been making a bunch of noise for you ladies all season long.
Yeah, the student section has been great this season. It's really fun when you're out there on the court and you can hear them chanting for you and cheering for you, and it makes it that much easier to get excited and energized, and then it brings you up, brings your whole team up, and it just raises the level of the game.
And the chambray, I know, I don't know if they have a chambray cheering section, but I know there's certain girls have their own little cheering sections up there.
Yeah, it's always, I mean, it's just, it pumps you up, it gets you motivated, and it wants, you know, you want to show your hometown what you can do for them.
And Brooke, I'm sure you appreciate the home crowd and the noise level that it brings each home match.
Yeah, they get us all pumped, and it's good to know, like, they're there for us to watch us.
All right. Well, girls, best luck the rest of the season. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Chambray Doherty, Brooke Christman, and Jamie Reinhardt, three of the seniors on the Knoxville volleyball squad. And we'll be back for more right after this on KNIA KRLS.